This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is now here. He's with Agrible. Good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Hey, so tell me first about the weather here in the Midwest over the weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got a system that's right now coming out of the High Plains. It's spreading across parts of, places that just got a lot of rain. So we've had this lingering frontal boundary sitting around us, which is kind of brought in the showers of the last couple of days and some strong to severe storms a little bit to our west here. But that same frontal boundary is going to serve as kind of the racetrack for the next system coming through. It's going to follow it perfectly toward the northeast. And that means really getting into tonight and again tomorrow throughout the day, pressing through much of the day tomorrow, we've got quite a bit of rain on the way. The severe weather stays to our south with this one, but this system's going to come through and bring in some rain. And honestly, we might get enough cool air on the back side of it that through parts of northern Illinois, then northern Indiana, northern Ohio, and Michigan, we could switch this one over to some snow temporarily, some kind of wet and heavy snowflakes, none of the major accumulations. But, it's just still that time of year. So that one goes through and soaks us and soaks the northeast, but high pressure comes in behind it. And with that high pressure, some cooler air. But it looks as though that cooler air is going to be temporary. So we're certainly going to see a wet weekend, but drier to start off next week.
Hey, what about the southern areas where we're planting right now? Will they remain dry?
Yeah, well, we've honestly been dry over the last 30 days across the Gulf Coast states. So I'm talking Texas all the way over to North and South Carolina. Just follow that line there. But they've got a system that's going to come out on Monday, probably Monday night, Tuesday morning. It's going to start in eastern Texas and then go straight over towards South Carolina. And it is not going to have any problem finding moisture. We might really soak some folks down there who will not be getting much field work done at all to start off next week. And again, that's going to be rain falling on a region that is already dealing with flooding from the upstream problems. So I'm talking about, the headwaters of the Mississippi and the Missouri River. Well, all that water is now down in the southern Mississippi River Valley, and they're going to get some rain on top of that. So I'm expecting some flooding issues early next week for the southern region as they deal with this next system.
Next week, April arrives. Will we have a pattern change?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to deal with the first few days of April being cool. That high pressure comes in, keeps us cooler than average. But still, we're talking about temperatures now that are in the 40s rather than temperatures in the 20s and 30s for highs in the afternoon. But we're kind of being saved here by the Pacific jet stream. The forecast for the next 10 to 15 and possibly even longer than that is for the Pacific jet stream to go zonal, which means primarily flowing from west to east, resisting these big meandering turns north and south. That gets rid of the Alaskan Ridge. Get rid of the Alaskan Ridge. We allow the Hudson Bay Trough, a little different area there, the Hudson Bay Trough to go north. And if that happens, we go back into a much more normal April pattern. Now, with that, that's a lot of thunderstorms. That's a lot of wet weather. This is normally one of our wettest times of year, but it means we will not see the bitterly cold air that we saw a year ago at this time. That pattern shift is significant, which means we will find days to plant this crop because we will get breaks between the rain, but we won't have the really cold weather. So we're going to watch soil temperatures carefully over the coming days for a rebound after the cool shot we get at the end of this weekend and early next week.
We understand April showers, but if it's cool, that's a problem. Temperatures will be more normal?
Yeah, they will. And in fact, I don't see any indications moving all the way through May of us returning toward a colder pattern. At least that's the best long-range model giving me some guidance there.
Now let's bounce around the world just a bit. We'll start in South America and work your way southward. So second crop corn in Brazil.
Yeah, so over the next 15 days, global European model plus the U.S. GFS, both of them are picking up on near average, so slightly wetter than average conditions. Remember, that crop went in early, that Safrina crop went in early, and it's had some decent early season moisture. Normally at the end of March, we start to see the Brazilian monsoon strength kind of wane. It starts to go away such that by the end of April, it's really gone. But with the crop being early and some decent recent precipitation, things are doing fine. In Argentina, it is a drier forecast moving forward for a lot of Argentina. The northern part of Argentina looks wet, but being dry at this time of year for them is kind of like us drying down at the end of August. So this isn't necessarily a bad thing, and crop numbers look good out of Argentina.
Let's come back to the northern hemisphere just for a moment, but go into Europe and make your way to the east.
Yeah, well, we've had a bitterly cold second half of winter here in North America. Much of Europe has enjoyed the opposite. Things have been warm across much of Europe. They've been dry in the southern parts of Europe. So I'm talking southern parts of Germany, but getting over toward Italy, getting back over towards Spain. So they've been dry there, but northern Europe's been wet. Where it's also been wet and warm has been Ukraine and the Russian Wheat Belt. They've not had a nasty winter by any stretch of the imagination. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch as that region goes into planting for this upcoming spring.
And finally, let's drop down to Australia. Of course, they're entering into late fall, or mid-fall and heading towards winter.
Yeah, so normally this would be a pretty dry time period for the major agricultural regions in the eastern parts of Queensland and New South Wales in Australia. That's on the eastern part of the continent there. But they had a tropical system named Trevor that came through and soaked them with rain. And now they got a trough. Now, remember, troughs in the southern hemisphere move to the north rather than they do move to the south in the northern hemisphere. Well, anyways, that trough sweeps through and actually gives them another decent shot at some rain. So a lot of folks down there are very thankful for this because the Bureau of Meteorology released their fall outlook saying there was a very low percentage chance of them having a wet fall. But it turns out that tropical system kind of turned the tables on them, and now things are looking better for that region. So we're talking there about a cotton and corn crop primarily for this time of year.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.